The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Demon Sea.
Walk up. You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Carl Zapatista Show with me, obviously, clearly your host, Carl Zapatista. And if you're new to this, you've probably never heard it before, but to a lot of the people who've been tuning in over the past 6 or 7 or 8 weeks or so, you're clearly all a bit au fait with what I get up to, which is clearly just taking a trip down memory lane, really, a journey down through the past with some rose-tinted spectacles, looking at some of the most interesting aspects of popular culture from way back in the day, essentially talking about how fudges were fucking massive then, and now they're tiny, very much like Twix. I've said it before in the previous episodes, Walker's Crisps, Kiora, the fruit drink, which I don't even know if you can still get that in the shops. But yeah, welcome to the show, everybody.
You're listening to Carl Zapatista. The Carl Zapatista Show, here on the radio, on the podcast.
Well, this week, without further ado, obviously, I'd like to give you a bit of a lineup of what's going on within the realms of the show. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, we do look back on some of the glory days of when produce in general was bigger. As I mentioned, fudge used to be fucking massive. I had one recently, and I must say I thought I was eating a fudge from a tin of the Heroes range, which is a tiny miniature version of famous chocolate bars we know from the glory days, i.e. Milky Way, Snickers, which was clearly known as Marathon in them days, Mars, etc., etc. And I remarked to a companion I was with at the time, you know, Christ, this fudge really is tiny. Is this one of them Heroes, is it? And shockingly enough, I was told it wasn't. It was actually a regular size fudge, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, should retail at about 10 pence. It's probably about 14 quid these days for a fudge. So, you know, I was gonna say something offensive there about the Cadbury company, but I'll bite my tongue, very much in the same way I bit that fudge, begrudgingly. You know, with that in mind, there's obviously still a lot of great memories from chocolate bars over the past, and many of them hold a lot of great memories for us, especially the adverts, which I think we all remember. Don't know what happened there. Just a few problems, teething problems, as it were. But, yeah, as I said, you know, a lot, over the years, a lot of those chocolate bars, which are considerably smaller nowadays, but were markedly bigger in the glory days, or what I call the glory days of confectionery anyway, did spawn a lot of adverts, which have gone on to... Oh, hang on a minute. Wait.
This week on Remembering Stuff, we are remembering a show that we all love to remember. And when it comes to remembering stuff, it's always top of mind. And we're very, very lucky to be joined by one of the stars of this show that we all try and remember on a regular basis. It's not Hello, Hello. It's not Dad's Army. It's David Jason, who played Del Boy in Only Fools and Horses. So, David, I believe you've been on the waiting list for this show for a long time. So five years,
I think it was.
It's great to finally have you here.
Very nice to have finally got there, yeah.
Ronnie Barker got in touch with us before this interview and told us that he has 22 children. Which is more children than you, I believe.
22. Yes, 22. Well, I must be about 14 down now, Ronnie. I've got about 8 to go. I'm catching him up slowly.
Do you have like a place where you keep those children?
No. I've got a little sort of cupboard in the side of the under the stairs where I'm sticking them all.
Sorry about that. I did actually stop recording there. You wouldn't notice that I stopped recording there because of the. That bit don't matter so much. What I'm saying is there's a lot of chocolate bars over the years which have left an impression on us, not just for the quality of the chocolate, because as we know, British chocolate is some of the greatest in the world, but the advertising campaigns themselves were incredibly strong and they left many great memories with us. Fudge, for example, which I've mentioned several times during the process of this introduction to the programme, clearly had some great adverts. As you remember, that was one where there was a kid playing with conkers, and his mate was playing with conkers, and he was lining up the conker to smash the other conker with his conker, and the kid is distracted by a fudge, and that was funny. And that's always stayed with me. And very much like Turkish Delight, there was an advert that I think we can all remember quite clearly, which was "He's full of Eastern promise," was the line that he used to use on that. And he showed a woman looking sultry, as if she was from the Far East or the Middle East, you know, somewhere Eastern. And, you know, and that was a great advert as well. But I think clearly the one that's really left the biggest impression on me, and I'd say 80% of the people of Great Britain, has got to be the advert for flake. If you've ever eaten a flake, I don't know if you might come out from outside of the UK and not be aware of what a flake is, but if you can imagine a very thin wafer of chocolate that's been rolled away in the factory, as it were, to create a sort of almost similar in appearance to the shredded tobacco of the inside of a cigarette, but I assure you it don't taste nothing like tobacco by any means. It's clearly that unique Cadbury's taste to it, but a very popular chocolate bar, which you know, not only spawned many imitations such as the Twirl and the Spider, but also, as I said, created an iconic advert. And I think if you ever mention Twix to someone, they're going to come up straight away with well, what I can only say is
you're listening to Carl Zapatista.
No, that bit is not supposed to happen there. Sorry. The advert is an iconic advert, which, well, without further ado, for those of you who remember this from first time round, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the flake advert. I mean, we all remember that, don't we? The woman in the bath having a flake. And I don't know if you've ever had a flake in a bath, but let me know. Just retweet at the Demon Seed. I've had a flake in a bath. If you haven't had a flake in a bath, alternately, just tweet at the Demon Seed. I haven't had a flake in a bath.
You're listening to Carl Zapatista.
But moving on, But moving on, you know, the second part of the show, plenty more to come where that came from. Don't forget, memories are plenty here. You know, whether it's snowy days in the winter as a child when you had a day off to go sledging, or hot summer afternoons playing football at the empty school playground with a couple of the lads, then I'm here to entertain you for at least another 18 to 28 minutes. So sit back and relax as I take you into the second part of the show, which is a part of the show I call remembering other stuff that was on telly besides adverts and sweets. And this bit is potentially a bit controversial. I know, you know, I do like to, well, I don't like to stray into the realms of too much controversy. I feel there's too much of it these days. But to be honest with you, I feel I'd like to cover a very important topic from the 80s, which was the use of bad language on television. I mean, these days it's ten a penny. You see these programmes with these people on these Love Islands, you know, they're all getting off with each other and saying fuck left, right and centre. But of course, in our day, it was very much a different kettle of fish, and it's very rare you'd see someone swear on television, and if it did happen, it would be censored, and you clearly wouldn't get a chance to see it again. And I think one of the first times I ever really witnessed the power of someone, you know, really going hammer and nails with old bad language on TV was during the 80s, watching an episode of a programme called Going Live, which starred Philip Schofield, and Jane Green, so Janet Green, that, you know, and it was a Saturday morning show designed for kids, really, you know, very gentle entertainment, bit of live music and that kind of thing. But on one occasion, the well-known chart-topping band Five Star were being interviewed, and well, out of nowhere, a young lad by the name of, if I get this right, bear with me a moment, I'm just going to check this because I have done a bit of research on this. Sorry, hang on, not yet. Yeah, Elliot Fletcher was the name of the lad involved, and he was a young boy at the time who clearly was not a fan of Five Star and their, you know, their international success. I mean, jealousy, the green-eyed monster, had reared his head, and this 11-year-old boy from Somerset, or whatever he was, clearly just couldn't take the fact they'd done so well for themselves. And during a live phone-in, where most kids will ask simple questions like, when's the next song out? What do you have for Christmas dinner? What's your favourite pair of trainers? Well, Elliot came in with this. No. Hang on, I'll do it properly now. Elliot came up with this, and just please be aware beforehand, it is highly controversial, and some of you may find this very, very offensive. It is the extended version, which didn't make it to the BBC. Well, it did make it to the BBC, it's just they cut it off, but well, just cover your ears if you're easily offended, please, now.
Okay, Elliot, what's your question?
I'd like to ask Five Star where this I fucking crap, the fucking motherfuckers! Cunts, I hate them, they're cunts! Yes?
Let's move on to line three. Have you got a sensible question?
Well, clearly, you know, it was offensive, but it was also enthralling for a young lad like myself to see something like that happen at the time, which blew my mind. And I'm not the only one. Interesting enough, after finding that original video, uploaded by Elliot Fletcher himself on YouTube, you can go and look for it yourself. It's called Five Star Ongoing Live - The Uncut Full Version with Extra Swearing. You can read the comments, and I thought, well, why not share some of the other people of Britain's thoughts on that controversial moment in television? So without further ado, let's delve on a deep dive into the world of people's thoughts and opinions on Elliot Fletcher doing swearing against Five Star on Going Live in the 80s. I'm going to count down from Thea 4580. On YouTube, after seeing that comment, wrote, Elliot, you sir are an absolute legend. I was laughing my head off for about 10 minutes after I watched this all those years ago. Even my sister laughed, and she was a right miserable cow. Open brackets, still is, close brackets. Smiley face emoji with two tears coming out of the face as well. Meanwhile, at Willie Dyland, simply commented, I remember everyone in school saying they saw this. Even the ones of us who didn't see it lied and said we did. I salute you, sir. That's a thumbs up emoji there with six likes. At Vinnie Gillies, 2 years ago, wrote, you, Elliot, are an absolute legend, sir. ... You are the reason that live TV invented and introduced the 7-second delay on live calls. ... Ace. That's got 30 likes. At Blue Ranger, 2 years ago, obviously saw the video and simply wrote, "Still love their reactions," full stop. The girl found it funny. The guy on the left was demolished, full stop. I think she's talking about Leroy. I don't remember all the names of them, five star, but I think Leroy was one of the brothers. At Duke Zippy, simply wrote, "Remember watching this live back in the day. Seriously, one of, if not the funniest things I've ever seen on TV. Full stop, fucking legendary," written in capital letters there. That got 6 likes. At Tim Rogers, 4271, 1 year ago, wrote, "I've just shown this to my 12-year-old daughter to show her what kids did in the 80s. Amazing! Exclamation mark. Nowadays, they can just use Twitter to abuse celebrities. They don't know they're born, these kids." Full stop. That's got 4 likes, and I may well add a like of my own to that later on. Random Dave, 30, wrote, "Zounds. I remember this when it was shown, and it's a true privilege and pleasure to experience it once again in its full, unexpurgated form, as uploaded by the culprit himself. I actually looked this up today and posted it on a well-known social media network in celebration after my workplace received a 5-star food hygiene rating. Indeed, this actually constitutes 5-star's greatest hit, being infinitely more memorable, and deservedly so, than the handful of rotten records they ever put out. Really, this infamous moment of world-conquering broadcast is about..." I've got to press read more here. "...is about all they're remembered for now. And with it, the venerable Mr. Elliot Fletcher has smashed his way into history." 5 likes for that. At Human Being wrote, "So, even though the full expletive-laden question was not broadcast, 5-star would still have heard the whole thing in their ears via the phones. Makes this even more legendary." 2 likes. At Clara-PH7, my, writes, "Those were the days. Kids would not understand these days how funny this was back then, although only recall the partial ed version of the call. Everybody who watched Going Live that morning would remember this call. This extended version has made me laugh harder than the original clip we all know. These days, I'm meant to be a very mature adult at my age." Classic TV gold. That's got 5 likes. At No Go Joe 2 wrote, "What an absolute legend. I have friends at school swear blind I was their cousin or friend do this, and we talked about it for years afterwards." 6 likes to that.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Whereas NH55323 wrote, "Not only did you swear a 5-star, but you also swore a Michael McIntyre, legend." I think that's in reference to the fact that at the time this was recorded, if my memory serves me correctly, Michael McIntyre was in the audience as a child, not an entertainer. It's something you can look up online. Instead, in reply to that, someone's written, "I hate Michael McIntyre too. I think we all do," at Eleanor Hogan 8643, which surprisingly got 1 like. Moving on now, at The Master Number 6 writes, "Legend. I remember seeing the edited version live that morning. The BBC using a delay feature to cut the call off air, so Elliot wasn't even your real name. As a 44-year-old man, I really should disapprove of this, but I still think it's wonderful. I think a lot of us do," at The Master Number 6. at Rufus Cool 1267 wrote, I still remember this like it was yesterday. I loved Five Star. For weeks, me and my mates talked about this. We even thought of a plan to hunt him down. Smiley face emoji with tears coming out of the eyes. Smiley face emoji tilted to the side with tears coming out of the eyes. And one like on that. At Pixie 215 wrote, LMAO, my dad knew this kid. He went to uni with him. So obviously Elliot did grow up to become a successful contributor to society. Good on him, you know. At Michael Perkins 4854 3 years ago wrote, voicing what the rest of us all thought. Maybe not the hero we deserved, but the hero we needed. Thank you for your service, Elliot. 18 likes. And Arthur Two Sheds Jackson 6266 3 years ago wrote, so this is what Matt Berry keeps mentioning on his ads for Absolute Radio recently. Obviously a reference to the entertainer Matt Berry there doing adverts for Absolute Radio and mentioning this. I don't know, I don't listen to it. At the Meme Supreme 8011 9 months ago simply commented, you're a fucking legend. One star, or should I say one like. And a Chrissy 6707 writes, a seminal moment in the annals of broadcasting history. Elliot Fletcher, brackets OBE, question mark. We salute you, sir. One like on that. And at JMH83-EH6QI writes, Elliot, don't you wish nowadays it was Philip Schofield that was interviewing them and not Sarah Green? Question mark, question mark, question mark. And a smiley face with two tears for the emojis for eyes there. Well, I could go on, but I think, you know, that sort of sums up the gist of...
You're listening to Carl Zapatista.
A lot of people don't realise that you diversified into porn, but the transition from serious actor and comedy actor into the early years of the online pornography industry, what wasn't straightforward, was it?
As an actor, you're faced with certain problems like this, and well, the great thing is that no one ever bothers to ask you these questions. They present you with a spitfire and they say, well, you just get in and do a couple of circuits, Dave, we want you to get back here by our butt. They're always doing that constantly, and so they suddenly produce this. So all we want to do is to sit down there and the. So they say, but perhaps I've never even seen a before in my life. The one thing that did happen is, as it happened, I had to before, so it was fairly easy.
But I understand it wasn't quite as simple as that, was it, David?
This decided that she wanted to have me on her left. Now, on her right. She didn't want me on the other side. But the cameraman decided that he wanted her that way. So anyway, he set up the shot and he put the against that wall. She didn't like to be against that wall. So every time I got down to go and start the bizzo and give her a bit of pleasure... No, it's absolutely true. She'd suddenly start to go, oh, hey, hey. And of course, and they walk all over, they can do a lot of damage, dear, especially if they put the foot in the wrong place, I can tell you.
The Carl Zapatista Show, here on the radio, on the podcast.
Wasn't expecting that to come in there. Just saying, clearly a lot of people were equally as... impressed, offended, or entertained by that clip. It's certainly something that left a memory that'll stay with us forever. And that's clearly what we're here all today to do, is to really tuck into those memories and let you know about some of the things that we've experienced within our lives. And you're welcome to share them if you've ever had a memory, whether it's just remembering where you've left your handbag when you're looking for it before you go out shopping, or whether it's remembering the sinking of the Belgrano. It don't matter what you remember, but if you do remember it, then you're a part of the big family that is the Carl Zapatista podcast. So hope you're enjoying what we're playing for you today and some of the memories we've dug out of the treasure trove on old Memory Island, as I like to call it here. Well, moving on now, I think we'll probably be looking at another section of the show. And well, I call this section the slightly different part of the show. And in this section, what I do is I look at a piece of music or something that we all remember via our memories that's been revamped for the 21st
century. You're listening to Carl Zapatista.
Yep, I wasn't supposed to come on there, but you are listening to Carl Zapatista. Don't know why I wasn't supposed to. But anyway, yeah, so obviously, you know, while with memories being so incredibly powerful and useful for us as well. I mean, if you couldn't remember how to drive a car, you wouldn't know how to drive a car. If you couldn't remember how to put your trousers on in the morning, you wouldn't remember how to put your trousers on. And they're important memories, but obviously more peripheral memories, such as remembering, as I mentioned at the start of the episode, you know, how big a fudge was. You know, it makes a big difference. You know, a finger of fudge is just enough to give a kid a treat. But in them days, it was more like a fucking fist of fudge, weren't it? Massive. A cricket bat of fudge, you know. A draining pipe's worth of fudge. You know, a fudge the size of an elephant's leg, you know. A fudge like one of them giant metal cables they use for communications across the Atlantic Ocean to America and beyond. A really big fudge, a gigantic in fudge, but nowadays, of course, it's pathetic. While they will pass off as a fudge, but nonetheless, fudge still does exist, and I'm sure if you buy three of them and stick them all together, you'll have something akin to what we was all used to as kids in the 80s. Incidentally, who remembers Pacers? They were mint-flavored chews with lines on them, painted green. They were good. Onwards and upwards, next part of the show. Of course, we've remembered sweets, we've remembered controversial clips on the television. But of course, I always like to remember a nice bit of music. And one of the pieces of music that always lulls me to sleep at night on my playlist for relaxation has got to be a theme tune to one of the most popular soap operas of all time. A soap opera so popular that it's been running for over 500 years now. It's still on TV pretty much five nights a week. To be honest, I don't watch it no more because it's the same old shit all the time. But in the old days, it used to be banging. And there was nothing I used to look forward to more than seeing some of the key characters get up to the hijinks they did, whether it was Mary the Punk, Arthur Fowler, or, of course, Dr. Legg practicing his medicine in the square. That's right, I'm talking about EastEnders. And even if you never watched it, you're probably familiar with the theme tune. But some of you may not realise the theme tune was also released with lyrics over the top, with none other than the wife of the man from Queen singing it. And the wife of the man from Queen was also a star in the show. She was called Dirty Den's wife, and she was a very popular actress at the time. She still is, but just doesn't do EastEnders no more. I think she does plays now. Yeah, the original theme tune was also released and did relatively well in the charts with lyrics over the top. So I thought tonight I'd give you a rendition of one of the most popular theme tunes in the world, but with the lyrics over the top, with a bit of a twist. Rather than playing the version sung by the woman who's the wife of the man from Queen who played the husband of Dirty Den in EastEnders, I'm actually going to do a little run through myself. So without further ado, it is the theme tune from EastEnders with a slightly different twist to it.
Anyone can fall in love. That's the easy part. You must keep it going. Anyone can fall in love. Over the years, it has to keep growing. Sun and rain, joy and pain. There's highs, there's lows, we've no way of knowing. Anyone can fall in love. That's not hard to do, it isn't so clever. Anyone can fall in love. But you must make the love last forever. Who can say love will stay? It's up to you, don't hide what needs showing. Anyone can fall in love. That's the easy part, you must keep it going. Everyone can fall in love. But you must make the love lasts forevermore. So break down in the spin out and then back into the lyrics. Do you think, here we go, how do you keep the music from dying? Love falls asleep unless you keep trying. And you're a bit lost on the lyrics. One square forever, anyone can fall in love. Life is more than that, it's pulling together. Everyone can share the love. Where we come from, friends, never say never. Side by side, satisfied to stay right here. In one square forever, anyone can fall in love. That's not hard to do, it isn't so clever. Anyone can fall in love, but you must make the love last forevermore, forevermore.
Clearly something none of you was expecting there. It was a bit of a twist on a theme tune you're all familiar with a modern bent, done in a techno style, but of course with yours truly singing over the top. So hopefully we've had a great journey down memory lane this week. We've talked fudges, all the sizes, from the big fucking massive ones to the smaller modern ones. We've talked controversial television clips, and of course we've talked theme tunes we've all grown to love throughout the years. So without further ado, I gotta say many thanks for coming to this week's episode. And if you are available to use the internet for Twitter or any of that, don't forget, just tweet any of the memories you've got. Towards at Demon Seed Podcast. So thanks so much for coming. Have a great weekend, or whatever you're up to. You might not be listening to this at the weekend. You might be listening to this on a Monday. So have a great Monday. Just have a great time. You know, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, really enjoy yourself. Go out there, live life to the full. And remember, everything you do is a memory eventually. So
you're listening to...
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I better go now. Ciao.
Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.